A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 26th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about rising cases of political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz. And the program runs from Monday to Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voishona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe.
Members of the opposition MTCT say they were recently tortured by the police and suspected ZANU-PF activists when they staged a public protest demanding electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections. At the same time, members of Joyce Mchuru's Zimbabwe People First Party claim that they are being brutalized by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Political violence has dented national elections in Zimbabwe, with opposition parties saying they are normally terrorized by suspected ruling party supporters and state security agents when the country holds crucial polls. Some people have, over the years, died before, during, and after general elections.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yes, we're looking forward. Gibbs, nasi, it's out ne nyaya zeze miri jonga, yata kuona irguitika, mnyaya zeze matongirwe nyika, vanopiki sabaruguti ovarukuro wazakai bisisa. Neva tsigirwe ZANU-PF dzimwenguva neva sori, dzimwenguva nemapurisa vari mumaoko emapurisa asi uku kuchikora bumbiro remitemo nekuti kana munhu uchinge wasungwa wakufanira kuti unge uchiendeswa kudare. Hapana hazvitenderwe kuti mapurisa anga achikurova asi vakawanda vari kupomera mapurisa ezeta rapi mhosva yekuvarova dzimwenguva akaenda kunomhangara vari kutiwo vari kubva vasungwa vamwe vachigara mutirongo kwenguva yakati rebei. Dzimwe nguva vakaendawo kumatare kwacho mari dzavari kunzi vabhadhare dzechibatiso kana kuti bail dzinenge dzakawandisa nekudaro vari kuti aiwa munyika munenge maberekera ingwe.
Yes, linganga lichona njani zuru randava kona apo lapelikona ngemakaya tinangapa lo Blessing yai siyaphila sibili. Iye udaba esingalo lamhla ke sikhuluma ngengxamangqoza eZimbabwe lapho kulabantu okukhanya bebhaxabulwa sibili ngamapolisa kuzobuya labantu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF. Sizwile ukuthi abanye lamhlanje bakhulume lo mongameli owe-MTCT umnumzala ke uMorgan Tsvangirai bemtshela ukuthi batshaywa njani baze betshengisele ezitaladini bekhonona ngendlela okuqhutshwa ngayo ukhetho eZimbabwe. Abanye bakhalile sibili ukuthi batshaywa ngendlela ebuhlungu kakhulu ngakho ke lokho belezilonda so bayafisa ukuthi ngakuyaphela khonokho eZimbabwe. Abanye bangkhona bathi bangaze bemapholiseni akula lutho olwenziwayo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi kunjani khona ngapho lapho elikhona. Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifune kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
okunjalo. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK province chairperson. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
It's good that we have you, Mr. Mangwana. And indications are that there is a rise in cases of political violence in Zimbabwe. What is your take on that?
My take on that is very... I'm not sure whether there's a rise, but definitely if there's a rise in political violence in Zimbabwe, that's quite unfortunate. We want to encourage political tolerance. So any violence or any political coerciveness is wrong.
And many, Mr. Mangwana, are actually blaming the police for perpetrating this violence by allegedly taking sides and supporting ZANU-PF. Is that how you see it?
I don't know what that means.
Members of the opposition are saying that sometimes when they go and report that they've been beaten allegedly by ZANU-PF supporters, they are immediately arrested or sometimes tortured while in police detention.
I don't think there's credence in that. What we have seen is members of the opposition attacking the police. So if the police wrongly so, if they've got beef with some members of the opposition, that's between them, that has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. Clearly, from all the riots that have been happening or the disturbances that have been happening in the last 2 months, say from July, it was clear that the police were a target for the opposition. The people thought police were fair game. I'm not condoning any retaliatory attacks, if any, by the police. But I'm saying this has nothing to do with the ZANU-PF. If there's any beef or any axe to grind between opposition elements and the police, that's nothing to do with us.
But is your assessment correct, Mr. Mangwana, judging from the fact that the last demonstration, there was actually a court order that was given to the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA. But before the people could assemble, members of the police, the anti-riot squad was already throwing tear gas and beating up protesters.
I think that's not a very correct narration of the events. The people assembled from around 8 o'clock. They were already at the assembly point. And the court order came around 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So you can't say before the people assembled, there were attacks. But by then, by the time the court order came around 11 o'clock, roads had already started being barricaded. And there was already taunting, opposition elements taunting the police. So again, I'm not here as a spokesperson for the police, because you can speak with Assistant Commissioner Charamba, or Deputy Commissioner Charamba, rather. I'm speaking for ZANU-PF here, where it has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
But looking at the way things are going, I still remember, Mr. Mangwana, when some ZANU-PF youths indicated to the president that they just want to embed with the police so that they can deal with protesters. So that kind of request appears to have been most probably granted, but granted very quietly. Do you assume that maybe it went that way?
No, it didn't. Our youth has no role in policing. Police have got a statutory or a constitutional role. If they are an institution which is founded on the constitution, so our youth are founded on our ZANU-PF constitution. They have no role unless they were reservists in the police. So whatever political rhetoric that go on, it's political rhetoric. The fact still remain, the police are the institution that are in charge of policing our streets.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Please do stay on the line. I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is a member of parliament, Mr. Fani Munengami, who was allegedly beaten up by the police. Mr. Munengami, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And Mr. Munengami, we have Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF provincial chairperson in the UK. And of course, we are talking about alleged political violence and also police brutality. Tell us about your experience.
You mean the experience which happened to me last weekend?
Yes.
Okay. It's like when I got arrested, that was on Saturday, and I was bundled in a very big truck, you know, those big trucks which they use to move around, especially the support units, police force.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of them maybe telling me why they had arrested me, instead of them maybe or even giving me that opportunity to ask why I was arrested, the first thing which they did was to beat me up. In fact, while they were beating me up, they were telling me to lie face down so that I could not see their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And That is how it started. They just started beating me up without even actually saying anything, without even telling me the reason why they were beating me up.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on for the better part of the day, that is from early morning, that is just before 10, until around something to 6, past 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many of them, including women, including men, and there were just four in that truck, that is myself and three other ladies who had also been picked up. And all of us, among ourselves, the four of us, we were asked to lie down, face down, and the beatings was just continuing. And if someone gets tired, then the other person will also come back and start beating us with, using the button sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so terrible, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mangwana, where's democracy there when you look at some of these issues? Can people just be beaten because you are actually walking along the street, marching, trying to express your views on a certain given political issue? Where's democracy?
Mr. Mnengama, I'm so sorry you had to experience such a very unfortunate accident, or incident, rather. That's really unfortunate.
You asked
me, where is democracy in that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you associating democracy within a situation where there is no crime? Because as far as I'm concerned, what is being described here is a criminal act. So what's the connection between that and democracy?
So what is a criminal act here? People going to the streets to protest.
There's a serious assaulting of civilians that's being described here. So if you go on the street and you are assaulted, you cannot say there's no democracy. You can say I've been assaulted by some rogue elements, whether they are soldiers, whether they are police, whether they are an arm of a political party, or whether they are people coming from a bar. It doesn't matter. The point is, the people that perpetrated this particular offense, if it happened, because we are only having one side here, they're criminal.
Mr. Mnengami, would you say these are rogue elements, or it's actually state-sanctioned?
Sorry?
Would you say these are just rogue elements, a few bad apples in the Zimbabwe Republic Police, or this is directed from above?
It's obvious from the way they were doing it, it wasn't like they are just rogue elements, but their actions was sort of a directive from above, because they knew what they were doing, and they were doing what they were told to do, because that is exactly what they were telling me, that we are here to beat you up. So they knew what they were doing. So I cannot say that these are just rogue elements. If they were rogue elements, okay, that's fine. What they were supposed to have done is, after beating me up, then they could have just left me there. But after beating me up, they actually took me to the police station, which means they knew what they were doing. And they handed me over to Glenview Police Station together with the three other ladies whom I was beaten with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of a direct, they knew what they were doing.
Mr. Mnengan, you have my sincere sympathy. The point here is, you were beaten away from the police station, and then whatever you were being accused of, or whatever is being alleged that you had committed, you were supposed to answer for it at some point. So you were taken to the police station, which is what was supposed to happen in the first place. This is where the system, the police come in. So if you were beaten away from the police station, and you are actually saying they made sure that you do not identify them, this particular element, clearly, that's where the robbery, because there's no brazenness in this. There's no, they didn't just say, okay, we'll beat you up and with impunity, and we know nothing will come to us. So you can look at my face and what you're going to do about it. It's not the attitude you are describing here. The attitude is, I'm going to beat you up, but I don't want you to notice to identify me, because if you identify me, then I might answer for my offense or for my crime. So, and the fact that they knew what they were doing, it doesn't mean that criminals don't know what they are doing. Criminals plan their thing. So, yes, they knew what they probed, they knew what they were doing, but it doesn't mean that it's sanctioned from elsewhere.
But Mr. Mangwana, how do you expect criminals to hand over people to the police? Can they do that?
No, really? No. When I'm describing certain people as criminals, I'm not saying they are not part of a police force. If your son, brother, or whatever relative is a criminal, they don't stop being your relative because they're criminals. Mm-hmm. They are your relatives and they're criminals. The same, this could be police officers acting outside the Constitution, acting outside the police act. And obviously, if they are breaking a law, they are criminals. If they're breaking the law, they're criminals. But they are police, they're police officers, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Mangwana, please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about escalating political tensions in Zimbabwe and alleged political violence. Tinamukoma Wayne Mutereredo kutanga kubva ku South Africa. Makadi?
Tirinani, mamunofara here.
Aiwa, tirinani. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya nyaya ndiri kuizwa hazvizvi zvikanyanya kushamisira because hurumende iripo iyi even mademonstrations anga achiitwa emera mukaona iyo ZANU PF ichitungamirwa ndivo vamugaba vanodhinda ballot papers kunze kuchishandisa kambani yaiya kuisrael
zvine umbowo here nhaye mukoma wenyu
maballot papers
iwoanomukoma
wenyuziziva kuti no hallo
zvine umbowo here izvozvo kana kuti manzwira nzwira
simunozviziva kauti maballot papers anodindwa kuisrael mitsufu futi ndiyo inonga ichishanda pa inini handitori polling agent yemudhisi mukaona maballot chaiyo chaiyo mavotes anotodisappear it meansika petinonyora payaka ivo vanonga vatori nenambe dzavanotoziva kuti dzichazoya dzichizoapia kuzvami isusu dzatanyora dziya dzobva dzadisappear asi zvisinei hazvo regai timbosiyana neizvozvo nyaya iripo apa zviri kubudisa kuti hurumende iripo ingeyeudzinyiriri ende ngeyeutsinye mukuru wacho yena wezanu pf mugaba vanozivitanwa ngekuuraya nenoi saka zvokuti mayuth ezanu anopinda mumapurisa tagara takasozvitaura kuti zeta rapiya kumira kuti zanu pf republic police saka hazvishamisiri vanonga vanotozviziva kuti vanobva pachigaro kana vakaita zvinhu nemwazvo saka utsinyi hwaanoita kuuraya uko asi vana vezimbabwe ngavatoshingirira because pasina izvozvo nyika yacho inotoramba ichitambura ende munhu haana tsitsi 92 unoda kutongei chaiko kunze kwenhamo iri muzimbabwe hapana nekuuraya vanhu ndino ndo
mabenmukoma wayne
hurumende ive because aina chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kunze kwekuraya vanhu nekuona vanhu vachitambura
mukoma wayne
akatoda kuchemawo kuti tiri kutambura vachidemonstrata ivo vaakutourayiwa
tinotenda mukoma wayne mukoma wayne hatiwanzodedi kuti ninga akazouraya vanhu nekuti iroro ibasa rematare kuti aita ndosaka nyangwe munhu mukatoziva kuti akauraya anonzi ari kufungidzirwa kusvika aende kudare
vamugabe vadzinyiriri vese vanongonga vari mupawa vachishandisa maarms ionaye akaita ionaye mapurisa yayo tingadoti masecurocrats hapana minzi yekuti ararame mupawa pasina izvozvo zvekushandisa maarms akaita epolisi ionawo neearmy kuti anga ari kudzvinyirira iko saka ndokunonasa kunobuda uipi hwake chaiko because haasi munhu waanhu because mukaona marorerwo anoitwa vanhu ava vanhu vasina zvavanonga vaita hapana munhu akamboita terrorism kana kudini asi ivovo ndio materrorist acho because masiya iwavo anoabducta anhu mapurisa anonga aine mayouth militia ezanu pf vachiuraya vanhu vari kutambura pamusoro ipapo ihurumende yeudzinyiriri chinese kuti ndogara ndichitozvitaura kuti kana kuine eliving devil ndemugabe
mukoma wayne
ihurumende yekuraya asi ati
mukoma wayne
vakakwara vari
mukoma wayne
kupona nevakatoabductwa so
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wayne tinenge tisingadi
ibhaibheri takutonyora
okay mukoma wayne tinotenda
esatanism and dictatorship eliving devil is mugabe and
mukoma wayne
ndapenda
tinotenda tinenge tisingadi kukurudzira vanhu kuti tinge tichi shandisa mashoko ekunyomba kana kutukana hatidaro pano pane vhenyuro hatikurudzire izvozvo tinenge tichida kuita debate rakanaka tisingatukane nekuti tikatukana ndozvinozoita kuti tipedzisire taakurovana mukoma wei no hate speech mukadaro hatizoubvumidzei kuti munge muchifona aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda tinotenda of course like we are saying we have to cut him because we don't want to promote hate speech. I think we should be able to agree to disagree but in a civilized manner without calling each other names because this is precisely what leads to conflict.
Yeah, this is a public sphere for everybody to express his or her views without any prejudice or malice. But we don't encourage people to insult each other. So at the end of the day, people of Zimbabwe, this is your platform. You can express your opinion in whatever manner. So let's do it.
Regaiti dzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana tirikuona kuti sarudzo dziri ku 2018. Asi vemapato ese vanenge vatotanga kutsvaga rutsigiro handizvo hero zviri kuita kuti paite bata murefu bata mupfupi.
People have to sell their idea, they have to sell their vision, they have to sell they have to make sure they present their vision in a way that it taps into the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe. That's it. This Madam Ref, Madam Pupi you are describing here is just so unnecessary. Just win the argument. And I'm glad you actually pointed out that the hate speech is what degenerates into political violence, because there's such a thing called verbal violence. And the conversion from verbal violence to physical violence is very, very simple. And the language, actually, I think the hate language and the violent language is not primarily emanating from ZANU-PF. It's emanating from elsewhere. And if the elements that are verbally violent are given the single most opportunity, they'll turn to physical violence like we saw them doing around the 6th and the 7th of July. This is what has started the whatever little violence that's happening in Zimbabwe. People attacked people for going to work. People barricaded roads because they wanted people to stay away, and when some people didn't want to stay away, people attacked the police for coming to restore order. That's what started all this. There is a trigger somewhere, and that is what we have to address. It's because people thought Zimbabwe was ready for taking. People thought the government was ready for overthrowing. That's not how we do things. Like you're rightly saying, 2018, everybody has to do whatever they have to do. They have to do their political contestations towards 2018 and win at the ballot, not in the street.
Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, go on.
Zilo mnumzana ke uPaul Ndlovu oseSouth Africa. Baba Ndlovu ngawunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani no?
Hayi mphile kakhulu, kunjani eGoli kona?
Hayi Goli kuhle kuyathisa nje.
Ye ungathini ke ngokukhahlamezwa kwaZulu kuna ngale ke eZimbabwe nxa sikhangele ezombangazwe?
Mina ma ngibhekele indaba le baba ibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ungathi uyabheka manje obaba uMangwana ukhuluma laba abasuka bethiwa ngamaphoyisa ngama-criminals. Manje uma sithi siyabonga ungabheka kunabantu abanyamalala eZimbabwe njengabodamara but sile government ekwazi ukuvikela even ukuthi ichaye lo muntu o just nje ozama ukutshengisela ilungelo lakhe esitaradeni uyashaywa kodwa abakwazi ukudinga umuntu onyamalalayo but sithi selizweni elilomthetho elizweni elikwazi ukuvikela izizalwane zeZimbabwe kodwa besehluleka ukudinga umuntu osele 1.5 years wanyamalala isinyeli now 2 years. Kodwa sithi selizweni elikwazi ukuvikela abantu esitaradeni usihle ukudika nje umuntu nje oyi-1 elizweni elinomthetho. Angiboni ukuthi ubaba uMangwana ukhuluma iqiniso lapho. Ubaba uMangwana yibo laba abantu bakhuluma ama-hate speeches. Abantu bakhuluma ngenhliziyo yobuhlungu baba ngoba ungathi uyabheka ukuthi uma kuyintandane wobheka intandane nje intandane kahle kahle isikhathi esiningi igcina isenza noma yini ukuthi ikwazi ukuzivikela ngoba ibona ukuthi akekho umuntu ongayivikela lapho esuka ihlukumezeka khona. So ngibona ngathi mhlawumbe into eseZimbabwe lapha abantu bonke especially abangasupporti ibandla elibusayo leZANU-PF zintandane akekho umuntu obabhekelayo shouthi nje kahle kahle bona mele bazibhekele bona ukuthi ke ukukho konke lokwenzakala lizweni ukuthi bazobona bephephile kumele kuphume ezandleni zabo ngoba akekho nje umuntu obabhekelayo. So kubuhlungu into enzakala eZimbabwe. I don't think ukuthi abayikhulungaba amangwana yavumelana layo abahambe bayohlala phansi if legcinisile ukuthi bona bavikela izana zeZimbabwe abavikele wonke umuntu bayodinga abantu abanyamalalayo babathole ukuze sibone ukuthi bagcinisile ukuthi bona ba-serious ngokuvikela ilizwe leZimbabwe hayi ukuthi bavikele abantu bezanupf.
Kodwa ngosikhangele-ke mnumzana Ndlovu sizwile-ke umnumzana uMankwane sithi okunye ukuthi abantu yibo abashaya amapholisa kambe kunjalo.
Akekho umuntu oshaya ipholisa baba. Asikhulume manje i-demonstration yokugcina manje abantu bathe bemile ngobani abacala ukushaya abantu kanye ngabantu or ngamaphoyisa acala ukuthi amadoda ngama-teargas. Angisho ngabantu abacala ukushaya abantu ngama-teargas abantu behleli eZimbabwe awulalungelo lokudemonstrate. I don't think ukuthi noma yiphi i-country kulomuntu ovunyelwe ukuthi ma ele something angayi-understand or angayithandi uyahamba na eParliament. Akula nto enjalo. Abantu mabelento abangayithandi baya emgwaqweni batshengisele ngokuthula bephethe ama-placards abhaliweyo ukuthi lokhu lalokhu lalokhu asihambisani nakho. Manje eZimbabwe ungayenza njalo kumele ulungiswe ngezinja uthelwe amanzi alumayo ushaywe ngama-button stick ukhathwe ngama-riot. Manje siwabona abantu kodwa beshawa lapho balimele ma ungathi yabheka abantu emuva ngapha abalimele athi nje bechayelwa ukuthi why umuntu ethi lokhu lalokhu kuwrong.
Kuyaphetha ngani konke lokho-ke mnumzana?
Lokhu mina mangibhekile ukuphetha kwakho ikuthi i-government yeZimbabwe kayivumele ama-reforms abantu bavote ngendlela e-right abantu bakhethe i-president abayifunayo njalo amaphoyisa akakwazi kumele abekwazi ukuthi asebenzela i-state not i-political party abasebenzele ilizwe baprotecte noma ngubani noma nje umuntu we-church noma yi-student noma ngumlimi noma any umuntu ophila eZimbabwe kumele aprotect iphoyisa not ukuthi amaprotect i-political party ethile then wena ma ungayisupporti leyo party then okwakho kumele uzwe ngenduku waya kuzoyenza ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu bagcine bethatha umthetho bafake ezandleni ezi end bakhale futhi bathi abantu bayenza 1-2-3 uyakubona.
Hayi Ndlovu baba siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapho-ke e-South Africa.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Kulungile mfowethu. So that was Mr. Ndlovu. He's in South Africa. He was saying that he said that the Zimbabwean police can actually chase people who are protesting and never look for those that have been abducted by unknown people. So he cited the example of Itai Tsamara. Says they should be, you know, committing themselves to finding the gentleman, you know, of Occupy Africa Unity Square instead of just going after protesters. And he says, of course, there's this kind of hate speech which people express in this program. And he says, you know, at times people have to defend themselves. And they use all means to do that. So he says, you know, it's not that people want to say it, but they say it because they're under pressure. And then according to him, you know, police and people, there's that kind of friction. And he says whenever people are on the streets, the police are actually brutalizing, you know, protesters. Instead of the other way around, you know, like most probably people beating up the police. So then at the end of the day, he was saying that, you know, for Zimbabwe to be in a very good kind of political environment, there is need for the country to adopt some reforms. Says definitely that should happen.
And Gibbs, I think we lost Mr. Mangwana and Mr. Mnengami, but we'll try to call them back. But meanwhile, we have our third guest. That's Honorable Tabita Kumalo. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us, Honorable Gibbs.
Honorable Kumalo, we are hearing a lot of issues concerning political violence. How serious is it in most parts of the country?
The political violence that is perpetrated by the looting ZANU-PF government using the ZANU-PF youth masquerading as the riot officer is beyond your imagination. I mean, in the 21st century, we still have a government where its people is demanding some form of livelihood which they failed to deliver. Instead, the only response that the Zimbabwean people are getting it's button sticks, it's tear gas, live bullets, and to make even matters worse, in our African customs, it is taboo for a man to beat a woman the way women are being beaten when they are being incarcerated. And we are shocked as women, as mothers, as sisters, that the government of Zimbabwe, run by ZANU-PF, is undignifying women and using violence that they perpetrate against these defenseless women, where they mutilate their bodies, beating them to pulp for asking for a loaf of bread to give to their kids.
But the government, Honorable Khumalo, is saying that it is aware that those who are protesting want to stage what Mr. Mugabe himself has said is akin to the Arab Spring or the Arab uprisings that we saw in Tunisia, in Egypt, and in other Arab countries.
Well, Mugabe, as far as I'm concerned, is living in a Zimbabwe of his own. Because Zimbabwe that we live in 2000, the same Mugabe promised us health for all by 2000, housing for all by 2000, employment for all by 2000. And we waited. It's now 2016. 90% of our children are unemployed. So there's no Arab Spring here. All what the people of Zimbabwe are saying to the ZANU-PF government is that 2013, you promised us 2.2 million jobs. We do not have those jobs anymore. And the vending that you have turned us into, you are now stifling us, denying us to find a livelihood where we look after our kids. People are asking for service delivery to their lives so that they can sustain themselves, period. Because it does not make sense that they are living large when Zimbabwean people are eating half a meal a day.
Thank you, Honorable. Please do stay on the line. Regaetiende kuna mkoma James or South Africa. Makadi mkoma James.
Hello.
Mkoma James.
Hello, mkoma Murudi.
Duku kunzwa itaura ya jitinzu. Chirongwa ndechenyu, tinofarao kana mapinda kudai.
I'm coming from a suicide crisis of Rita Mushabu. And Zunus Murwaz, Agona, Warumi, Wachiroma, Mazmai, Chokwadi was Nabuka. Zunus Muti, Smuti, Tambu, the Jesuvang, or your Pasirose. Jona, one with GPT, what you get, what you come to the Zunus over the dish. And if you can come among one of the Torres, one Wagu. Wewan huruputista wanuwanu kwa chingi wazwa sila sitan munika iniru sungu kwa kaita sisi mitu sinu sinu waza mkuma mangwana ukara waru kuta kubrite nufu kwa wakara saka nalika esu saka andifu kutu wanuwane tisi wanurudu uti mangwana rinuone kori chingi wanuwe Zimbabwe wa mirapapi iza kili msango narizu mzwati kaka mirapapi isu sungu
saka po gadiris kwa senya ya idzinai mkoma James. That poor God's risk was say, Dampuzikore Mirjonga, Miazes Matunga, going Yaka Negra Ramba Opera.
Panam Darambuta or Warumun South Africa, sorry, without him, Daram, Goma Buta or Warumun South Africa, Kiki, Tamu Tamari Soms and Goma Guti. One was everyone that was with Isa. Never one, Fiji, Kutai was in Chuadi, but I wanted that film direction is feeling zero much.
James.
Tinotenda mukoma nekundipinza muchongo vaita vatinoti wakuru vari kulidza maopposition ngavaramba vakashinga ngavabatane varekedze kuita umwe uku neuku waiti chimwe chisungo chimwe chete ngokuti tenge takusvika kumagumu kwezviu kwekutambudzika munyika medu
tinotenda zvikuru
tinotenda ngoma
Gimsa, that was Mukoma James there in South Africa. He is urging the opposition parties to remain united. And he says he does not agree with Mr. Mangwana saying that those who are allegedly perpetrating this violence are rogue elements in the police force. He's saying no. It's state sanctioned. And luckily we have Mr. Mangwana back. Mr. Mangwana, if you want to respond to that.
What do you want me to respond to? Allegations without foundation? I mean, who has presented anything here to say the state sanctioned this? Because we have seen the state being ordered to investigate by the courts, and the state is investigating. So, I mean, there is nothing here that leads us to believe that it is state sanctioned, because it didn't happen in any state institution in the first place. What if it happened? That is the first place. Like I said, there are always two sides to the story, and the truth and the truth in between. But if it so happened, it happened elsewhere, because certain people were taking the law into their own hands, which is quite deplorable and unfortunate and wrong. But the fact is, it's not state sanctioned. But having said that, I said I'm not a spokesperson for the police. I'm a spokesperson. I'm speaking on behalf of ZANU-PF here. Yeah. So this has nothing to do with ZANU-PF.
So, Honorable Khumalo, you know, Mr. Mangwana has been very adamant that this has nothing to do with the state, with ZANU-PF, and, you know, by anybody who is associated with the party. But at the end of the day, we have heard the MDCT saying this is state sanction. Can you actually give us a bit of evidence? You know, what evidence do you have?
You know, the sad thing about human beings, we are very good talking about things that we have not seen. In this issue of state-sponsored violence was raised in a court of law of this country to say police officers were pushed in civilian clothes. And let me give you a very good example. A number of demonstrations, peaceful ones, have taken place. Without police escorting people, there's never been any chaos. Every time the people walk the streets peacefully, as long as there is police, you always find it's them that start throwing tear gas and the itching wood. And sadly, whether he wants to believe it or he does not, it is the behavior, it's in the DNA of ZANU-PF people to believe in themselves. They are living in Zimbabwe, which is not ours. They are living in 52-roomed houses, so they will never understand how it is to live in a shack. So obviously, they will say things that suit them. But the honest truth is, the violence is perpetrated by the police. A very good example, the two women that had their behinds beaten to pulp were incarcerated in a ZANU-PF jail. So if you say it was not ZANU-PF, I don't understand what you are saying, because those jails are managed by people that are appointed by ZANU-PF to run them. And you are the government. You are responsible for the livelihood and the safety of prisoners. These two women were beaten in a prison and denied medical attention. To make matters worse, your prison officers became doctors by giving them 3 tablets amoxicillin and 2 tablets paracetamol for them to take. How do you take an amoxicillin and the paracet when your behind has been gouged? So they are not qualified to give them treatment. And the fact that they have the audacity to deny them medical attention, which prison hospitals do not have anything to help those women. Had they not managed to get to court and showed the judge they are behind, they would be rotting in jail and being beaten up. So all what we are saying is, the people of Zimbabwe are saying, you promised us 2.2 million jobs. All what we want as Zimbabweans, we want a livelihood. We don't want this situation that you deny us our livelihood. And then what you then decide is, when we are desperate, you go around dishing out maize to people. We do not want you to give us maize. We want to buy the maize ourselves by working and getting paid and paying taxes to a government that will deliver services through our taxes. And for us to achieve that, we are demanding reforms. The playing field must be level for the Zimbabwean people to exercise their right by choosing the person that they want. This denial that you are going through, you keep saying it's not happening. It is happening. Mm-hmm. And we are saying it must stop. You have no right to violate our rights. It's my constitutional right, Zimbabwean's constitutional right, to demonstrate peacefully. And we have been demonstrating peacefully. Surely, if we wanted violence, what would have been the purpose for us to inform the police of our intention to demonstrate? And when we are denied the right to demonstrate, we take the issue to a court of law. Surely, if we wanted chaos, we would not even go all that way. We are people that respect the laws of this country, and all what we are asking is ZANU-PF to implement the constitution of Zimbabwe that was adopted by Zimbabwe in letter and spirit, and respect human rights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Honorable Regai. Tiende kubindura kuna mkuma farai. Magadi mkuma farai.
Magadi mkuma jonga.
Andi mkuma blessing. Muno farai re.
Tizidani chose. Magadi one ba.
Aiwa. Andi zoze muto wakumu waka oma kumwe mnyoro. Zakamira zei pa bindura.
Pa bindura kariku shunguru za mwana wa mai.
Inda.
Tikada kuti tionese zviri kuti shunguruda yezvezvi last Saturday vanhu vakarohwa madzimai ataive nawo ukaona marowero aitwa vanhu acho hazvitombopomereri
vairohwa kupi naanani ndeve zvematongerwo enyika here zvaifamba sei
akapina kubhindura nebato remvc ichema nhunha dzedu zviri kutitimbirira pakurarama kwedu saka violence taka takakiriwa nepolisi but zvakatishamisa ndezvekuti marori aifamba achidzaradzara mapurisa achidzaradzara mapurisa ukonoti pindei mutauni chete yakanga iri bata mupfupi bata murefu
aikurova ndiya ndiwo mapurisa acho aikurova indiani
vairova hamuza kuti kuti uzotarisa unenge womhanya akawakuseva wako upenyu but kungoona kuti mapurisa akapfeka mauniform but isusu hatina chokwadi chekuti mapurisa anenge akapfeka uniform nekuti mupurisa akatrenwa chai chaiega aripo pakuchengetedza isuvanhu kweparadza upenyu hwevanhu nekuti varatidzira kuti aiwa zvakati hatichadi tinodawo upenyu hwedu huvandudzwekudai vanhu vazhinji mabasa hatina vanhu vagara vana vari kupepa every now and then vachivagraduata but basa hakuna
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma farai
handisingashuwai mopotawo muchikotibata seizvozvizvi because hei kana tatombotaura so pamwe shungu dzinotiterere nekuti dzikaramba dzakazara muchifuwa noramba tirimo murodhi aaeea tipedza
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
handisika tinotenda mukoma bunde mova nemanhero akanaka
aiwa nemio that there is farai in bindura he's saying that at least he's happy that he has managed to air his views at least it releases the tension and anger inside him but he's in bindura mashonaland central and he's saying that MDC supporters who are trying to demonstrate there are being harassed by the police even with a police clearance Gibbs.
Yes lomnzana ke uDumisani Dube kwele South Africa baba Dube unjani
uDumisani Dube
oh lungisani kunjani
hayi ngiyaphila
ye ubona njani udabalo
wewe nyadabula ungena ku-7 eyi mina ngokubona kwami ne eyi siyabona isikethu manje ne ngani sesiyaphuma endleleni okwamanje nemake kuzoba kusenza kanjena ne zingagcina sebefaka nesigebengu sezigcine sokungena isigebengu ne kungasakhani ukuthi abantu bomthetho yibaphi ne eyi akusihambi kahle izinathi sikhona lapha e-South Africa ne siyakuzwa lokho indaba lezenzakalayo yabona ne eyi kubi cause namanje ngoba sicabanga ukubuyela ekhaya sicabanga ukuthi siyasiza kanjani uma kunje so eyi hayi izinto zimbi mara nokuyamsayidini yabona i-state sona yiso okumele sinjani kumele sibe khulu bangasali kakhulu izani nani yesikhethu abantu kumele behlukanise khona lapho ngabe isikhethu kumele sibheke nekwenzela ukuthi sangcolise igama lezani izani niyasibhedele iyalesi ibhekile yebo siyayibona ni okwamanje siyahlupheka nxa yakhe ngabe isikhethu naye uma isenza kanje iyangezelela mos ayaya eli lizwe seliyabuswa zinyane kwathi indolwane akuzi ngoba ngicabanga ukuyikhaya manje kuze umoya wami uyathaya cause hheyi isiphesinye engikhonayo ngiyayizwa everyday and then kokucala ke ngithanda ukubonga i-Joseven 100% ukusakazele iy'ndaba zeqiniso ukuthi zivakale emoyeni nathi sibekwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya keep it up.
Hayi lathi siyabonga kakhulu ke siyabonga kakhulu umnumzana Lokisane
kuyele phambili nekulisakaza ngosinikeza iy'ndaba ezimnandi because siyalalela yonke into eyenzakalayo hawu siyayizwa le mara okwamanje nakakwemsayithi nenithanda ukuthi bantwana bezimbabwe esontweni sizinoba ngubani ngoba ngubani asibambaneni sibe ngumoya wamajuba kwamanje kubi phela kwamanje kuba cause nayekela elibizwa kuzobuswa ziniwe lo muntu uyashona manje lo bakhuluma ngayo umgabeni kusala silokhu silangisana thina sode yabona ukuthi inkinga inkulu asingabambani akula nto ezolunga kumele sibambaneni ukuze silungise ilizwe lethu kahle because ilizwe alilungiswa ngumuntu yethu bengaphusheli umgqabe bethi yekugqabeni anguye onjani okumele izani kumele ilungise ilizwe thina kumele sibambaneni sonkeni nathi njani ngomoya wamajuba bathi umsebenzi inkazi umazidoda ziningi le ndima injani iyakhanya ukuthi la siyalinywa yabona twiza.
Hayi siyakuza kakhulu Mthembu.
Akubonga mina
ye ungathina lokusasa Mthembu stembayo
yebo ngiyayithanda kakhulu Studio 7.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu lathi siyadaba ukuthi silo muntu njengawe
ye yebo 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 twiza.
Hayi kulungile mnumzana Lokisane ye sibongele baba
yebo danki
ye danki. So that was Mr. Lokisane Dube. He says he loves Studio 7, you know, because of, he says it gives him undiluted news, good news. So he says it's really bad what is happening in Zimbabwe. And at the end of the day, the state should not in any way, you know, become the party. So he says there should be a separation here. You still remember when the president used to say, the party is the government and the government is the party. But Mr. Lokisane says, no. If you separate those two, then the country will be okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what do you have there?
Tinava Chawanda, kana kuti Charamba, Makadi. Makadi va Charamba. Nare ya chenenge iri kuti netsei. Irigaiti dzokere kune vadare vedu. Muripo here parunhare yevamangwana?
Tiripo. Muri kunzwa vanofona vari kutaura zvino. This is what I've been trying to do on throughout the program. To separate ZANU-PF from the state. And you keep on conflating the two.
Who is conflating the two here, Mr. Mangu? Is it... Is it us or it's ZANU-PF itself?
Oh, you are part of the people that are trying to conflate the two. Because you are pushing me to respond on behalf of the police. And I'm saying, I've given you the first hint. I was saying, patenge taitazipo programs zinenge dzakanaka kudaiwo dzokuti tari kutandara padare isusu yenu kuzano kuti futo uya zvedu totaura kane zvekuti kuti musangano wakamira so position yemusangano yakamira so vokumapurisa movabvunza kuti koimii munobikirei vanhu kumagadziko muchibatana dzimai rafu aditi iwo wataura kuti izvo hatina kuzviita zvakafamba so but zviri kuitika ndezvekuti tirikuramba the moment the more we continue to talk ZANU-PF continues to talk on behalf of the police we end up defending the police when we are not supposed to defend the police we are supposed to be like all other citizens like all parties toti aiwa constitution ngaimire yakadai vama institutions ngaamire ne constitution ndo zvatikuedza kuita not to conflict the two. Saka ndikuramba ndichiti inini I'm speaking on behalf of ZANU-PF, not the police. Nokuti inini handipiwe briefing neplace. Ndinopiwa briefing nemusangano. Yeah.
Honorable Kumalo, are you still on the line?
kana nyaya zvokuvhoto muka zvonetsa nyaya iri pano ndeyekuti party iri kutonga muZimbabwe inonzi ZANU PF kana makutonga nyika muri responsible nema institutions makwazi government institutions enyika ndosaka muchipfekera ma ministers kuma institutions iwawo saka obviously kana uchipuwa briefing nezviri kuitika munyika obviously that minister must give a briefing to the party kuti kune vakadzi vari kurohwa inyaya yokuti voda kuti vudzai wewe kuti ngatibvunze charamba mushandi wenyu wehurumende yenyu tiri kuti mimi sehurumende muri kuchikora kodzero dzevanhu sei muchizvichikora uyewo muchatora matano api ekugadzirisa nyaya yekuchikorwa kwekodzero nemapurisa kozi ndimi varidzi vemapurisa vacho ndimi hurumende yacho and uyewo charamba hagoni kuti avuye kwatiri votiudza kuti chii chiri kuitika nemhaka yokuti vamai charamba vanopuwa instruction kuti nhasi vanhu veMDC venera vanenge vari muHarare muna Nelson Mandela vari kuita zvakati tavapa mvumo mozovaudza imi vanhu vanotyora kodzero dzevanhu kuti enda munokwatura vanhu those are your workers and the worker does not get an instruction a worker does not give an instruction to an employer gives an instruction saka tiri kuti isusu ZANU PF imimi hurumende yacho mune ma minister makafekera tatiregai kuchikora kodzero dzevanhu ipai vana veZimbabwe mukana wokuti vasarudze munhu wavanoda kwete kusarudza nemhaka yekuti vapinda mutsekende vapinda munhama aiwa bodo izvo taramba izvi munhu wese ngakwanise kunovhota achiziva kuti kumba abva kubasa chikafu chiripo vana vari kuenda kuzvikoro zvipatara ukaenda uendi kunofa mazuva ano takufa muzvipatara and chimwe chinhu chogwadza ndechekuti iwo mapurisa acho inini wacho ndakagara pano sakumana ndakakandwa tiegrasi ndiri muofisi tiegrasi inotsvagei muofisi imi mufanira kuchikanda pashe zoreva kuti mapurisa atinawa haasiriwo atiri kuziya akatrenwa because inini maziviro angu patakataura nepghq yakatiudza kuti mapurisa anoziva basa ravafanira kuita uyewo mabhuku ava vakatipa akaratidza izvozvo saka zvoreva kuti pane munhu asiri mupurisa wama kufekera kumapurisa kuda kuti musvibise mapurisa kozi mupurisa akatrenwa chaiyo haana marovero andaona kune vakadzi vaya haana marovero akadaro saka tiri kuti imi musatiudzezve ZANU PF kuti ZANU PF yazodii aiwa bodozvo kana iwe wabriefa nezanu pf yakubriefa sei when you're not iwe usiri muhurumende handiti saka kana usiri muhurumende uvaudze kuti vakubriefe zvinofambirana nemaministers ari muhurumende especially maminista emapurisa nekuprison uko nekuarmy kwacho kwamuri kushungurudza vanhu izvozvowewe bhundura yatsva muri kurova vanhu vanhu vaita police clearance vapuwa clearance woona mapurisa kandei muri kuvakandirei kana vava clear kuti ngavapinde vaite peaceful demonstration no one has ever been violent muZimbabwe vachidemonstrator chavanenge vachiita vanenge vatakura maplakads avo vachikuudzai zvavari kuita zvamusingateereri kuteerera kamamangwana it's an art that we have lost regai kuzviteerera teererai vanhu zvavari kuda mugadzirise kozi makati imimi munogona kutonga nyika iyi tongai kwete kurova vanhu
tinotenda honorable kuma tisatadzokera kuna vamangwana regai timboende kuna vacharamba vari kubhotswana makadii
hangu baba makadii
aiwa tiripo zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
pfungwa dzangu ini baba ava hurumende yatinayo yakaumai muri kuona kutyorwa kuri kuitwa mukodzero dzevanhu chekutanga ndoda kutenda purezidendi webotswana purezidendi Ian Khama vakubuda pachena semurume kutaura kuti vamugabe vachembera ngavapo fresh blood chechipiri ndoda kutenda vana vezimbabwe kubatana kwavaita rwendo runo ndofunga tikadzokera kumashure zvinokundikana chipuka chatiri kudhila nacho ichi chipuka chihombe chechitatu ndozotenda malawyers for human rights ari muZimbabwe nebasa ravari kuita vakomana ndinosimudza maoko rambai makadaro shingai Right. Tochipinda munyaya yedu varume toita sei nyaya yakora yakora muntu vanhu havasi kudzokera mumashure muriona chikwata chenera kuda kugadzirisa kuri valaini bumbiro remutemo nezvemaelections apo ZANU-PF haisi kuzodzokera mumashure vanhu vatofa ropa rinotodeuka tozopinda futi chechipiri ungaona muZANU-PF yezvino izvi yaakuzvigadzirisa manje muma-2018 elections ikoko hapana mareforms ari kuzobvumirwa kuti aitwe muzimbabwe tingademonstrate tinofa tikadini chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti atitarisei mawitness nemastrength ezanu-PF zanu-PF inobudira kodzero dzevanhu pakuvhota pakuti vataure zvavanofanirwa kunge vachitaura zvavanofira kuti ndosvangongo zvichiitika munyika chekutanga zanu-PF ine mamilitia kana yasvika nguva yekodzero zanu-PF ine masabhuku zanu-PF ine machief zanu-PF ine mapurisa zanu-PF ine masori zanu-PF ine masoja zanu-PF ine handiva trust independent electoral commission ivavo ndofunga vanogona kusvika 7 maweapons avainavo kubirira election saka varume isu tiridiaspora toita sei vanhu vezimbabwe vashinga ezvinoizvi ropa radeuka haringati kudeuka kukufa asi iko kurohwa vanhu vachibleda tarisai murume akapambwa akasiyiwa kudizeni kunoton akaitwa sei varume vari kudiaspora haticontribute hatisi munyika ehe asi zviri kutirwadza kugara kwedu kunze kwenyika hatifare tinge tichishupika tingoda kuchida kugara nemhuri dzedu asi zvinonetsa tichitungamirirwa namugabe ko tadii kuisa homwe taisa kana ringa redhora zvaro tosarudzowo kuti homwe ingave kupi muno muafrica toziva kuti homwe inogona kupenetratwa nevasori hameno kuti kutengesewo pfungwa dzangu as an individual toita homwe iyoyo homwe iyoyo malawyers for human rights vana vari kupondwa kumusha vawana pakutizira vawana chinovabatsirawo rit kana zvazoibirisa totsvakawo shamwari pasi rino rese vamwe vanotinzwa kuchema kwedu ana kama vari kutinzwa ava vawanowo vana ava vari kupondwa kuti vopotera kupi vapoterewo ikoko tikakwanisawo tovapowo zvekuti vazvibatewo vazvidzivirire kune vanhu vanenge vachivatsvaga vachivaponda varume atiisei musoro pamwe chete ndokumbirawo imimi vestudio 7 mutibatsirewo kushambadza shoko iri rinogona kushoreka rinogona kudii asi mudhara tsvangirai namudhara makoni vanhu vane pfungwa dzakarodzeka vakamachuwa ivo ngavatungamirire pfungwa ini kana paina akashingoobuda panzi hatisi hedu mamjuru because mahovet ari ngodzimirwa vangofanana nesu kune vamwe vari kudya
vacharamba nguva yedu chete ndo yafamba asi tinotenda zvikuru
ndapedza hangu baba
tinotenda zvikuru nepfungwa dzenyu hapana chakaipa kuti chatisingangoni chete kuti vanhu vazogume vorwisana ndopatinenge tisingawirirani napo vanhu vakaumba havo homwe yavo yekubatsirana murunyararo hapana chakaipa asi chakaipa kuda kuzobatirana mhakano ipapo panobva panetsa hanzi an eye for an eye makes the world blind ndigadu
but munhu watiri kudhila naye kuprotesta maelections haveno tichaona handifunga kutobudirisa
aiwa tinotenda mukoma charamba tichaona rikava zita remwana unfortunately we have come to the end of our program. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK Provincial Chairperson, Honorable Tabita Kumalo, MDC-TMP, and also Mr. Fani Munengami, another MDC-TMP. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And we wish to thank those that were following us while we're live streaming. And don't forget to like all our Facebook accounts. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. saying good night.